Okay, the first AOD issue is regarding, there's a couple of things. One about cooperation of members, second is about a letter from the Society of Protection of Harbor. So that there are two issues that I would like to raise as any other business. Now, hearing what Kitech development is like, and we know that well, it's actually a lot of things that would need members' concern, and it could well require some expertise to carry out further involvement in this work. So in this connection, the chairman of the Harbourfront Commission, Nick, right, and this task force, chairman of this task force, would decide if member thinks that we could co-opt further members into this task force. Right, so I would like to see members' view on that. Well, do you think which field, well, you know, which sectors people or which field of people could be involved in strengthening the task force comments or participation in this work of Kitech? Do you have anything to
Chairman, just to help a little. Yeah. Under the procedure, the rules that we've drawn up, we're allowed to co-opt up to another third of our existing membership to fill gaps, if you like, or to co-opt willing hands to help us with our task. So essentially, I think what we're asking here for is suggestions as to potential volunteers, people we think who could add value and would actively participate in the work of this task force. I think my suggestion, Vincent, will be that we ask people to submit names and perhaps get secure CVs, and then we can look at those and see to what extent they could add value and help us.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to give your answer now, but you can think about it and then get your recommendation to us. Right. All right. The second issue is a proposal by the Society for Protection of Harbor for Kitech Task Force. I do not know whether, you know, Tony will be giving you a draft letter, right? Which is prepared by the representative of the Society of Protection of Harbor. You know, right. Yeah, essentially the Protection of Harbor, the Society of Protection of Harbor is drafting a letter which the content is about proposed cruise terminal at Kitech and asking the chairman task force of Kitech Harbourfront Development, that is me, to sign the letter. Okay. I think the content of the letter is to ask the government to give a response to this committee. Well, Winston, can you give a very short briefing on what you are trying to do, and then is that
the concern of our society is that the government is providing only two berths, and we are putting in $2 billion into this facility, and it's the only place in the Hong Kong Harbour available, and so on. So I've got a whole list of justifications which I do not need to go into now. But this is a concern. We need to see how government justifies the two berths. According to our research, and I've got a whole pile of documents in my office, we see a minimum of six berths. But there are many, many reasons and so on that I will not go into. But before we will commission an up-to-date report for you, we need to see what government has so that we will not need to duplicate what we do at more expense, and we can make use of their materials. These are public matters, public documents, and we have no authority to get them. But you have, Chairman. I think the essence of this commission is to form the bridge between the public and the government. In fact, I have one more request, which is not yet in writing, which is to one of our members, which is the Marine Department, to supply us with a plan of the harbour showing the depth of the water. I've been to the Marine Department, but they haven't got the plan available. They say I've got to buy 3 sets. I want, if possible, 1 plan to show the depth of the harbour. It is quite vital, because it is our case that there is no other place in the harbour where you can have the depth of water for this cruise terminal. And that's why this is so vital.
Okay, thank you. I would like to hear government's response on, you know, whether the information requested by the Society of Protection of Harbour, well, whether the government can help to provide this kind of information on request. Yes, Adam.
Yeah, from the Marine Department. I'll deal with the verbal request from Winston first. I think I'll check with our hydrographic office, see whether that plan of depth can be produced in one sheet.
Thank you.
You know, because I don't know what sort of size you're looking for.
If A3 would be useful.
A3 would be useful in that case, no? The sort of the spacing between the depths may not be very, very wide, you know. But we'll do the contour.
We just need an idea of the depth.
Okay, we'll try to do that. I think we'll save writing another letter in that case.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
Chairman, could I point out that I'm not asking for the papers by this letter. I'm asking for the list of what they have. I don't want this bundle of technical drawings. I don't know how to understand them. I just want to know a list of what studies and reports they have. And then the next time I may come round to you to say, we want these 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste paper. I don't want to waste time.
Okay. You know, I again, for your request, I would like to seek up. What's your response? Clement.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, like my colleague, I also have to check what sort of documents that we are talking about, because you know, the studies, there was a study or some studies, but probably it was done a few years ago, so I have to check. And I appreciate Winston's concern, and I would go back and see what I have. And I don't think it's really defer to the chairman, but I think the letter has already served the purpose, you know, the draft letter, and we know the request, mm-hmm. and I undertake to go back and consider the request.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
So, can I ask the secretariat to follow up on as a coordinator, to coordinate with relevant government department to collect this list of information? For the purpose of not only Winston, but other interested members, right? Okay, do I need to sign this letter? Okay.
And of course,
okay.
I think we're all here.
That's problem solved, right?
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Sorry, Chairman, the problem may be in the second sentence, because it isn't just a list, I'm afraid. It says, please also make such materials available. So it isn't just a list. But a list doesn't seem to be too much of a difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Making available may be more difficult.
I think, Nick, I'm happy with knowing the list at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take it one step at a time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your understanding.
Chairman, sorry, one cautious remark. I need to check what's the nature of those documents, and because I'm not sure exactly what those documents are about, and because we did actually publish the result of our findings pointing to the needs of the cruise terminal. And so I just want to make sure that the members are aware that the we will be looking at the request seriously and try to accede to the request as far as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Chair.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, date of next meeting. The task force meeting will be held bi-monthly between each Harbourfront Commission meeting, so the next meeting will be held in November. Right. I have a question, you know, I don't know, maybe the Secretary or the Development Bureau can enlighten me. Are these task force meetings open meetings? These are open meetings. It just happened that there's no other people here, right? Okay, right. So you're
yeah, Chairman,
aware.
Just to supplement, our agenda and also the task force papers are on our website.
Okay, great, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, Chairman, can I just make one comment about venue? I don't know what others feel. I appreciate Maisie, it's tough finding a proper room, but I don't think this room really lends itself to what we're trying to do today. Trying to look and try to study plans at long distance,
need
binoculars.
I need those binoculars.
I think Maisie, in the future, we really
yeah,
need
our
to...
Yeah, our first preference is the conference room in the North Point Government Office.
Okay, thank you. Any other business members? Okay, so the meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.